next speaker is Diane Klein, who is the Academic Program Director for University of Cincinnati Forward.
Thanks so much for having me. I think this is a really, really important panel, and I'm very honored to be a part of it. Carl Blagan, Jack Caskey, Rodney Young, Jerome Sperling, James Oliver, Benjamin Merritt, William Bell Dinsmore Sr., Virginia Grace, T. Leslie Scheer Sr. A list of leaders in our profession who saw World War II as a major issue for Americans in Greece, and used the Institute for Advanced Study as cover in Princeton, and converted Benjamin Merritt's office into a secret research center on modern Greece. Susan Allen, in her Classical Spies, writes about the American archaeologist with the OSS in World War II, a book published in 2011. I didn't know any of this when I joined the National Security Agency in 2003. I want to outline my career path for you and then focus particularly on the 4.5 years that I was at the agency. I had a typical traditional classics career: Stanford BA in classics in 83, Princeton PhD in classical archaeology in 91, 3 years at the American School, a 1 year at Portland State in history, 3 years at Fresno State in history, after which I got tenure. I then moved to the University of Cincinnati and started over in classics in their archaeology program as a graduate professor, and won tenure again in 2000, at which point my husband got a position at George Washington University, and we moved to Washington, D.C. I taught 1 year at Howard University. And at the beginning of the second year that we were there in 2001, on 9/11, we were both teaching at George Washington University. And on 9/12, at 8 a.m., I had a class, and we were 6 blocks from the White House, across the river from the Pentagon. And it affected us very deeply. The freshmen in my class, they'd been away from home for maybe 3 weeks. It was traumatic for the country, but it was very traumatic for me. And it caused me to reevaluate how I've been spending my time and my efforts. And I began to look around and think, what can I do for my country? How can I apply this brain power? And what kind of skills do I have that could be useful? And I did some research, and it turned out that my husband got invited to give a talk to a group called the Cryptologic Association out at Fort Meade in Maryland. It's between BWI and Washington, D.C. And the Cryptologic Association, I later became vice president of, is based at the National Security Agency. And it turns out that the NSA has the largest number of language PhDs and mathematician PhDs in the world. I can't give out the number, but thousands and thousands and thousands, okay? So it was kind of an attractive environment, and it is very campus-like, with some of the smartest people I've ever met. If you can think of the kind of work, like in the movie A Beautiful Mind, that kind of analysis goes on there. Anyway, I began to think about it, and I applied online, nsa.gov, and selected to do some batteries of tests. And I went to this sort of nondescript government building up by BWI, and I was given about 4 hours of computer tests, and there are all sorts of cryptologic exercises where, you know, can you figure out what letter goes here before the timer goes out, and can you twist a 3D object in space, you know, with only 4 moves, and those sorts of things. And it was fascinating and really, really challenging and interesting. And there were also some fake language type tests, made up language, but asking me for the case endings. I could do that. And I thought, you know, if the work is anything like this, it's mine. I mean, I'm so there. So it took about 8 or 9 months to get the clearance, but I did end up with the top secret. You do have to undergo the polygraph, and any of you who are considering this line of work, you also have to be clean of pot for 10 years. Just saying. It's not for everyone. So let me talk to you a little bit about that work, but before I get really deeply into that, I just want to finish out that cursus honorum that at 2008, I was there from 2003 to 2008. In 2008, I resigned. There were two reasons. One was this was the Bush-Cheney era, and I am a West Coast liberal academic female, and I had some trouble once Revelations came out. Our nephew, my husband's sister's child, became our ward. We became legal guardians of him, and he was 10 in 2008 and had a lot of problems, and it was a very challenging situation because I kept getting called to the principal's office in the middle of my job. I just couldn't do it. And so I did write a letter of resignation stating that I wanted to spend more time sitting by the fire reading Latin poetry, period. And the next week, I was adjunct teaching at GW again, and I started a business, and I was an entrepreneur, businesswoman, consultant for 5 years until October 1 this year when I took an administrative position in the provost office at the University of Cincinnati. So this is my fourth career. But I want to focus on the government one. So let me talk to you a little bit about why all those people's names I mentioned were so fabulous as intelligence operatives. First of all, going to the skills list, I think that's really important. If you can really write clearly and summarize great swaths of information and narrow it down to its essential bits, you can write state cables, you can write executive summaries, you can recommend a course of action. We tend to be confident public speakers, which is unusual in the population. Most people are frightened of it, right? But we want to be professors and teachers. We're good at it. That's great for briefing commanders. That's a great skill to have. We're good at discerning patterns. For example, spotting what is diagnostic if you're looking at a table full of pottery sherds. That's called being able to find the actionable intelligence. And we're great with teams in teamwork on excavations. That's collaboration, where we're able to do it in multidisciplinary ways with respect. We're good under pressure with deadlines. The dig has to close next week. We got to get this work done. That's another skill that we have. So let me talk about the nature of the work. First of all, there's the raw intelligence and collection side of things, and that's language skills. And even though Latin and Greek aren't operational languages, it shows that we have a capacity to learn Pashtun or Urdu and to be cross-trained, especially, I mean, I have 8 languages. Most of you probably do too, right? Well, I have Hebrew a little, and Spanish a little, but still, right? And so it shows that you are qualified to learn yet another one. And if you don't know them, then they'll send you to either Monterey Bay or Middlebury, and you'll do your work and learn the languages. The work is collected from all over the world, but analyzed mainly at Fort Meade, so you have to be willing to relocate either to Fort Meade or NSA Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, or Texas. Now, if you're interested in visual studies, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, I think, has the most jobs that are aligned with archaeologists. This is called GeoInt. The work that I did at NSA is called COMINT or SIGINT, Signals Intelligence or Communications Intelligence. But GeoInt is where you become imagery science. Scientists, where you study photographs or other kinds of images to look for changes in the environment. So, for example, looking for missile silos in North Korea, and you would be studying those images and responding to requests and interpreting those images for other intelligence organizations. They do remote sensing. So if you're skilled with GIS, that would be another place you could go. They are based primarily in St. Louis and Washington, D.C. And to find out more about the NGA, as they call themselves, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, you go to www.1.nga.mil. For the NSA, it's just nsa.gov. So there's a language acquisition, and then there's also analysis at NSA and at all of the places, and it's exactly like Greek epigraphy. That's what I found. And my dissertation, oops, that means my time's up. My dissertation was on 200 Greek inscriptions. And what we all have to do is, you know, you have a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's the comparanda and the cultural knowledge where you can fill in the gaps. And that's what communication intelligence is like, where you have a little snippet of this and a little snippet of that, and you have to make sense of it. So we're really, really good at it. It's something that you would all be able to do. Now, on the teaching side as well, there are instructional systems developers, and all agencies, intelligence or not, have needs for professional development, and so training, in other words. So there are trainers that are physical trainers, like in the room with you, and then there are instructional system designers who do on-the-web kinds of trainings. And so there's a huge field for those jobs, huge field. There's also, in the private sector, 30% of intelligence now is outsourced to government contractors. So if you Google cleared professionals, even though you're not cleared, you're going to get a really good idea of the kinds of jobs that are out there and the companies that do it. So, you know, you think about 30% of what is already a huge field in the private sector, you might have better access than in the actual organizations. And then if you're interested maybe in library or archiving, I was looking earlier at the Geospatial Geointelligence Agency descriptions of their jobs, and they have a geospatial data steward position. So you could become a steward of intelligence and help them in that area as well. So you're wondering, you know, how could you go and work for the evil, you know, military-industrial complex? And I go back to, you know, Benjamin Merritt and the list of people who did what they felt they needed to do when our country was in a time of war. And our issues today are so much more complicated than those. And we need all the help we can get. And basically, after Vietnam, the academy has abandoned that sector to people who are kind of inclined to go there. They need all the help they can get. After 9/11, they opened the door pretty wide to us. I was allowed in. You know, they wanted help out of groupthink. And the first mission that I was given to work on was to prepare for the security for the American athletes and dignitaries at the Athens Olympics in 2004. The first Olympics after 9/11. Very rewarding career, and I encourage you to check it out. Thanks. Any very brief questions, like for those URLs or something? Yes. Yes, I'm afraid so. I know that you could be, but not directly from the government. It would be through subcontractors. Very kind of tricky to probably find, but there are native language analysis that are needed, but probably not Greek. Yeah.
So you said that for years you were also a consultant after.
Yes.
What sort of consultant?
Oh, that's a long answer. So hold that thought, and let's come back to it. Okay.